93 WIBC in Network Indiana. It is Terry Stacey. Real Alternatives is celebrating serving women in Indiana for 11 years straight. I looked at our guest to just make sure I did that right. 11 years straight. And joining us now is the president, Kevin Bagata. Hi, Kev.
Hi.
Oh, look, I'm talking to you like I know you forever.
Well, we did talk once last year, too. So.
Kevin Bagata, it's, you know, and I'm glad you're here because you've come to see us here in Indiana for this very thing, and that is to celebrate and to talk about the good and talk about also, let's do a little awareness too while you're here,
certainly,
for sure.
Certainly. But we certainly have a lot to celebrate. And, you know, your listeners who are taxpayers have
that's
an
right.
awful lot to celebrate on a program that's really producing great results and helping people and helping people in their community. You know, your listeners may not know, but half of all pregnancies in this country are unexpected,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, sometimes women are alone when they're facing that unexpected pregnancy.
And that's scary.
And, you know, the Hoosiers, the great citizens of Indiana, and the legislatures, the last three governors decided, hey, what can we do to provide a support mechanism for women in that situation so they don't fall through the crack? Or worse, feel that they need to abort their child. And that's what the program was started to do all those years ago. And now it's needed more than ever.
Governor Mike Pence had something to do. Then Governor Mike Pence was somebody who really was a champion for making sure that Real Alternatives came to life.
Absolutely. Yeah. He, working with Indiana Right to Life, Mike Fichter, brought it to his attention, and he wanted performance. We've been doing it in Pennsylvania, Michigan, even rolled out the Texas program in the early 2000s, and he wanted a proven performer. And I have to tell your audience, we've administered, this is our fourth state pregnancy and parenting support program that we've administered, and it's our best state. It has grown the fastest, and it is really thriving. And I think it's because of the great people at our service provider centers, our Catholic charities, our pregnancy support centers, our maternity homes. You know, they want to serve as many women as possible. The client, which is the state, wants us to serve as many women as possible. And of course, we at Real Alternatives feel blessed and privileged to serve as many women as possible. So everybody's all involved, everybody's all excited, and the performance has been just very, very wonderful. We just finished our contract year September 30th, and we served a record 18,000 women last year.
Oh my goodness, 18,000 women. When you tell, and let's go back a bit and explain what Real Alternatives is and those service providers.
Sure. So the Real Alternatives is the statewide administrator of this program. That means we'll take care of finding, inspecting the pregnancy centers and the Catholic charities and the maternity homes and any new service provider who's providing services to help a woman in an unexpected pregnancy. Now, we only provide life-affirming services. That's what we're about. That's what we've always been about. And, you know, there's thousands of women that seek life-affirming services, and we're there to help them. Indiana Department of Health actually hires us to do the work. Our last year, our funding was at $6.25 million a year of taxpayer funding. And we use that to reimburse the centers so that they can hire more counselors, open more sites, and build more capacity to serve as many women as possible. And that's what we've done. Our first year when we started, we had 11 years ago, we served about 9,000 clients a year. And we thought that was pretty amazing for the first year out.
Oh, wow.
But now we've doubled it going on our 12th year. But that has to do, obviously, you know, 3 years ago, right, 2022, with the ban on abortion, you know, the legislature realized, rightfully so. I mean, it's a model for the nation that women need help. And they put their money where their mouth was, and they funded unbelievable amounts of programs. They increased our program tremendously, and that gave us the financial resources to build capacity so no woman would have to leave the state or even, dare I say, order an abortion pill because there is help for them.
Because there's help for them. Realalternatives.org. I'll give you that information again. Realalternatives.org. For anybody who's listening, tell us about confidentiality, and because that plays a big role
absolutely.
In that.
And
so how do you do that? How do you ensure to clients that this is completely confidential in this crazy world of today where it feels like nothing's confidential?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the primary work, you know, so the, like I said, the Indiana Department of Health hires Real Alternatives. We hire the pregnancy centers, the Catholic Charities, and the maternity home. All the confidential counseling is done at those centers. And we actually inspect those centers to ensure their counseling rooms are confidential. Any of the billing is done with confidential numbers. Real Alternatives couldn't tell you the name of any one of the 18,000 women that stopped at one of our centers last year. But we certainly know that they did stop by, and we do have a bill in order to audit to make sure that the service providers should indeed get paid what it did. So the confidentiality is key. It's certainly at the service provider level, the site level, and that's where those forms are kept.
If Kevin Bogata is here, he's the president of Real Alternatives, and we have them all over our great state here in Indiana. We just talked about confidentiality, but do you ever share stories?
Oh my
success
goodness.
Stories, these wonderful stories.
How much time do you have?
I want you to pick one.
Yeah.
Pick one or two.
I'll pick one
that you may share with others when you say, this is what we do and why it matters.
Yeah. So one that comes to mind, it was sort of an unexpected story. One of our counselors shared with us that, you know, a husband and wife came. And you know, the wife was in the confidential, you know, counseling session and told the counselor that she wanted to keep the baby, but she felt pressured to have an abortion because her husband didn't want the baby. And the counselor said, oh, that's okay. Would you mind if I spoke to your husband? And she said, no, go ahead. And she brought the husband in, and he says to her, I really want this baby, but I don't think she wants to have the baby.
Wow, so no communication at all. They're all over the place.
I mean, so all the counselor did there was, we bring them both in the same room.
That's it.
And so little things like that, those
important
things
you know, important little
are
things.
Important.
Yeah.
I think my favorite story, and I may have shared this with you before, I'll share it again. It's still my favorite. Because I've been very blessed to do this job for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
I knew it was a great job to be hired to start an industry, government funding of life-affirming pregnancy and parenting support. And to me, on the whole issue, you know, this was, let's lower abortion. Let's help women so they don't have to have an abortion. They don't feel they have to have an abortion. So when I took this job, I just knew this is what I was supposed to do. And this is still one of my favorite because it affects me personally. There's a pizza shop down the road from the office. Periodically, you know, we'll grab a slice every now and then. And I would say about 4 years ago, I was ordering a slice, and one of the guys behind the counter sort of knew what I did and then asked me specifically what I did for a living. And I explained, you know, we fund centers that provide pregnancy and parenting support. And I told the name of the local center that we fund here. And he said, oh, I know that center. And as he's saying that, this young man throws me a slice on the counter. He goes, points to the boy, and he says, my wife and I needed help with him 18 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Now, I've been doing this for 30 years.
Oh, my goodness. What a great story.
And
wow.
One of our clients' babies, who's 18, just threw me a slice of pizza. He's working with
so
his
cool.
dad. He's going to college.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
How You're, blessed.
That's a,
how blessed.
That's a great story.
You know what I mean? How blessed. There it is.
Absolutely.
This is why, you know, you know, the state, the citizens,
yeah,
the centers, the people that work at Real Alternative.
I love that story.
Yeah. So it's always one of my favorite because their proof is right there why you're supposed
that's
to.
That's right.
Who knows what that young man's going to do in the future.
It's called Real Alternatives, and support is available for free, confidential, non-judgmental support. You can call 1-888-LIFE-AID, or you can enter your zip code online at realalternatives.org to find a location near you. Real Alternatives, empowering women for life. We talked about this last time we spoke, and I just want to remind people about the program. I ask you the question, does this program only concern itself with the baby? And your answer is?
Yeah, actually, this program is for women. I told you we served 18,000 women. We don't count the babies. We just went over 140,000 women served in Indiana because, you know, pregnancy and parenting support, it's all about the woman. She's the one we want to support. She's the one that's bonding with that baby in utero. She's the one that's going to need the help if the boyfriend's left. And that happens an awful lot, unfortunately, still to this day. And I always feel somebody once asked, well, you're a man in charge of this program. Why do you do that? I said, because there's a lot of boyfriends that aren't doing what they're supposed to do. Oh, and you know what? I'm glad. You know, I mean, we takes two people to create a life. And but the burden is on that one who's carrying, and that shouldn't be. And that's what we ought to do. And, you know, this before we started the show, we talked about parents and things of that sort. You know, my parents, World War II generation, when they described America and they described community, people helped one another.
Yeah.
You know, this is America. We solve problems here. This is what we do. And that's what Real Alternatives does. That's what Indiana does. We solve problems here. And if a certain part of the community is in need, we need to help them and help them help themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and that I can't tell you, you know, you asked about success stories. You know, it just happens to be that a lot of our clients, you know, after they're helped at the center, you know, they raise their, you know, they got a crib from the center. And, you know, the baby doesn't need the crib anymore. And then the client brings the crib back completely painted, ready to go. And she's donating it for the next client. Or they finish their LPN certification. And they're now volunteering at the center that helped them.
It's all
community.
Part of their
life now. It's a circle.
Right. It's a circle.
It's a circle of help and community. And it always, it sounds like, you know, what we ought to be doing as a community.
No money comes out of a woman's pocket, right? Or does it?
No, it's all free.
This
is all free.
Do you worry about budget cuts and things taking it? Do you worry about that in this day and age?
Yeah, you know, certainly, but, you know, success breeds success. Everybody loves a successful program. Our administrative cost is at 8.4%, and the state is so wise. They in our contracts, any money we save on the administrative costs, we're allowed to use on services. So we're incentivized to just be as lean and mean as possible, so we can have more money for, you know, the service providers.
Fantastic.
I would tell you one of our primary reasons, the primary reason for the growth has been the influx of increase in resources from the state. Okay, so they tripled our budget, and we knew how to use it and what we needed. But you know the centers, you know the money that they earn. Okay. They pour back in and open more sites and hire more counselors and build more capacity.
Yeah, because the need is there.
Well, 18,000 women needed us. 18,000 women needed us, and we were happy to be there. But 11 years ago, we could only reach 9,000. So we're certainly doing what we're asked. You know, the other thing that happens, you know, wrapping around the services to help the woman, you know, we're also lowering infant mortality and maternal mortality. The number one way to lower infant mortality and maternal mortality is to get them into their health care. And once the counselors at our centers develop that trust relationship and that relationship, you know, they're making sure those counselors and those mentors are making sure that, you know, following up, did you go to your prenatal care? Did you go to your postpartum care, medical care? They're the ones making sure and helping her get to these other wraparound services that the medical community has. And again, this state is pro baby and it's pro woman. It has great programs that take care of medically take care of pregnant women and women who have new babies. So, you know, healthy moms and healthy babies, that's what we all want. We don't, you know, we want to help the woman, but we want her to be healthy. And we obviously want the baby to be healthy. And you do that by other people. We have 226 counselors in the state of Indiana right now, doing that right now with clients right now.
That's awesome.
And that's that's because your listeners and the citizens of this great state have decided, hey, we saw problems.
Yeah.
And this is, we're going to, and our legislators decided this is how we're going to do it. And, you know, we're a proven performer, but let me say it again. Indiana has been the best state. And I include Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Texas.
11 years straight, Real Alternatives, celebrating serving women here in our state. Kevin Bagata is his name. He's the president of Real Alternatives, realalternatives.org. I'll mention again that support is available. It's free. It's confidential, non-judgmental. A support call may be what you need. Call this number. It's 1-888-LIFE-AID. Enter your zip code. You can do this too online at realalternatives.org to find a location near you. Kevin, anything else before we let you go? I'm so glad to see you.
No, and thank you so much for having me. And just if your listeners know of anybody, any age, of any woman that needs help, whether they're alone or not, stop by one of our centers, realalternatives.org. You can go to find the counselor page, and that's the best way to get to your closest center.
Thanks for coming to see us today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.